delighted with another league victory tonight, Ryan.
Yep, it's nice coming back, coming up to Ballymena here away. We always know we're going in for a tough physical battle, and tonight was no different. Based on our results last week, you know, a lot of the girls just feeling a wee bit tired and carrying a wee bit of fatigue, you know, and Hannah Dockery missed out in tonight's match, you know, and it's just, we had to come up here, we had to be mentally strong, you know, and try and battle out the result, and tonight it went our way, 3-2, but wasn't a pretty performance, but at the end of the day, sometimes you've got to win ugly and take it that way, so I'm happy enough, I suppose.
Some players, you know, miss out, but others get game time, and Melissa Orr came on tonight and got what turned out to be the winning goal.
Yeah, it's probably been a frustrating time for Mel, because Mel picked up an injury before the Glens League game, and she just hasn't had that opportunity to get back in, but I had a chat with her at training on Monday night, and I know Mel is a fantastic player, and whenever Mel gets back to her full match fitness, Melissa Orr will be one of the best midfielders in this league, that I have no doubt about. And tonight, you know, she put her great 90 minutes in, and she got a lovely goal from a corner set piece that we've spent an awful lot of time on, so it's a credit to Mark and the staff and the players working hard in them set pieces, because they are priceless to us.
And Sarah Finney, you know, just came back last week, and she pops up with another goal here tonight.
Yep, you know, she's slowly came in the last 3 weeks. I think her two performances last week, the Tuesday and Friday, you know, speaks volumes for her attitude, for her leadership, you know, and what she thinks of this club and these bunch of girls. And tonight she got 90 minutes under her belt, so slowly but surely, you know, hopefully she comes through unscathed tonight, assessed by the physio tonight and tomorrow, you know, and then that gives her a go-ahead to come back at full training on Sunday.
Gives us a week now to the next match. Gives a chance for a bit of a breather after a hectic week with two cup semis, or a semi and a cup final last week.
Yeah, of course, and you know, it's very hard to get them two fantastic results out of our system. But you know, you have to be fully focused. And like I say to the girls every week, you know, our next game is the only focus, because you can't tell anything or you can't foresee the future. You know, and we just got to keep putting the pressure on Glentoran, and we also got to focus on the games coming ahead. But our next game is Cliftonville, and let me tell you, they've been hard matches throughout. And we have to focus on that one.
League-wise, I think that's the most points that we've ever managed to achieve in the league. So it's not just, you know, pleasing progress in the cups, but league-wise, we're doing better than ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We knew at the start of the season there's things that we had to put right. Going away from home, our record away from home had to improve. You know, making our home grounds into a fortress, and really giving ourselves that target to beat last year's number of points. And with three games to go now, we've exceeded that. But, you know, as me as a manager, I always want to progress. And as long as the girls are progressing, you know, I'm happy. And to be honest, at this minute in time, we all know football's a fickle game. 1 minute you're up, 1 minute you're down. But at this present minute in time, you know, we're progressing, and that's what I'm happy about.
But a good battling performance overall, and pleasing 3 points here tonight.
Yeah, great mental strength to see out the victory. As I say, wasn't a pretty performance. Some stops and starts, some patterns of play were nice. However, you know, near the last, maybe just tiredness and fatigue has crept in, but we got on in there and we battled, and we've got the 3 points, so it's nice.
And we saw the game out at the end.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's what I said. The mental strength let us see the last 5-6 minutes. Whenever Nicole picked up a little injury there, hopefully she's okay, and by the physio, and she can give me assessment. But you know, the girls defended really, really well, and you know, I'm happy. And three points. I think Glentoran won tonight. You know, so there's still that point, but they wish them well on the Champions League, and I hope they represent our football and they get to have a good time out there.
And lastly, Nicky McWilliams flies off to America as well, so we wish her all the best.
Yeah, sad to see Nicky go. Nicky's come in from last year and been fantastic, and the memory that she left me with, the scoring in the semi-final against Glentoran, that equalising goal, you know, I'll never be forgotten, and never be forgotten in Linfield ladies history either, you know. And she's been fantastic serving to us, and she's a great girl as well, so hopefully she has a great time out there. On behalf of the staff, on behalf of the players, we wish her well, you know, and then whenever she comes back, hopefully she dons on that blue jersey again. But Nicky's now gone, and some players have stood up to the plate now, and since I've got in, and a special word has to go to Nicola Gray, who's come in since Maria McCann's departed and since now Nicky's away. And to be honest, Nicola has done fantastic, so special credit has to go to her, so it's great.
So recover and get ready for next Wednesday against Cliftonville.
Yeah, of course, thank you.